Good evening. Welcome back to my podcast, Never Enough. I'm your host, Molly Schalls, and tonight I will be interviewing my guest, Kristen Keating. Kristen, introduce yourself.
Hello, I'm Kristen Keating. I'm currently a student at Spokane Community College, and I'm excited to be here.
Our topic of discussion tonight is the change in beauty and the impact it puts on young girls today. Kristen, when you hear beauty standards, what comes to your mind?
I think they are the standards that we try to measure up to, that even ourselves have made, or other people that we have seen, like how the social media promotes it all, and how we try to be just like them, but we can't because they're unrealistic as well.
Do you think the way someone looks can hold them back from reaching their full potential?
I want to say no, because I feel like everyone in their own way looks gorgeous to themselves or in certain ways, and no one should judge someone that deeply to where they can't physically do things and live their life to their full potential, because that is just absurd to have your looks hold you back from things you want to do personally.
Yeah, well, according to Girls Attitude Survey, 47% of girls ages 11 to 21 think that their looks do hold them back. And 69% of girls ages 7 to 11 feel they are not good enough. Do you believe that people get cosmetic procedures done so that they can feel like they are good enough?
I feel like a lot of people have different reasons, and that could be the leading reason, because they don't feel good enough and they want to change themselves, because that's the only reason they would do procedures, is to change themselves because they aren't happy with the way that they are and how they do look.
I feel like there is just this growing pressure, though, of how people feel that they should or shouldn't look, so changing themselves physically and how they look is a way to go so that they can feel normal, per se.
Yes, there is. This world and age, everyone's pressuring one another to do the unspeakable, I guess, in ways, like procedures, changing yourself physically. Like many girls have eating disorders now because they don't feel that they are skinny enough. According to the Huffington Post, I know this personally, 95% of young women have eating disorders, and that can be in either way of starving themselves to be thin and to make themselves feel more gorgeous, like the model looks that we get from magazines and such.
To add to your conversation that on eating disorder, according to the study by the Girl Scouts of America in 2010, out of over 1,000 teenage girls charted, 88% of the girls feel the media puts pressure on them to look skinnier. 65% believe that body images represent the fashion industry and only showing photos of those which are thin. And 60% said they compare their body to what they see in magazines and on the web, according to Cameron Davis from Media Today. So again, that plays back to social media being a major impact in what young girls see and how they think they should look and feel, and that can really impact their self-esteem. What do you think?
I think it's all just a negative outlook on life, honestly, because none of those photos are real. Most things from magazines, models, or just all over the social media are photoshopped to make yourself look perfect. So we look at those photos and we wish we could look like that, but it's just unrealistic.
Because it's just fake. It's Photoshopped, it like you said. Yeah. But there is that demand to want to look perfect.
There is. And every person's body mass and size is different. Like, none of us are exactly the same. We're all completely different, and we can't look exactly like a Victoria's Secret model or such.
So, I heard you mention the word depression, and in my research, I have learned that many of these young girls do consider themselves depressed. Why do you think that is?
Well, the definition of depression is feeling sadness, hopelessness, helplessness, and I believe that girls can feel all of those when they can't reach the goals that they are striving for. To be perfect, to be skinny, to have muscle. They can't reach those goals, so they feel helpless because they can't do it themselves. And they probably never will be able to.
But because most of it's fake.
Exactly.
Put on by social media.
but they can't grasp that, and so they get depressed from it.
Well, Kristen, thank you for joining me tonight.
Of course, it was fun talking to you and touching up on this topic.
I feel as though this topic does impact many young girls and many older women, too, because they all want to look perfect, you know? But there really is not a perfect in this world.
I completely agree with you.
So, this is us signing off. Good night, and we'll see you tomorrow.